Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So good.
It will never get old. It will never, ever, ever get old.
I know you can't do it on a daily basis. Could we just call you just to play the open and then you hang up? We'll pick a time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know you only have to stay on the phone for the open. Then you hang up on us, and then we do the whole thing.
Got it. We'll get my day off to a good start, there's no doubt.
Yes. Now, I want to give an example of why I listen to The Takeout daily. I did on my walk later in the day yesterday, and it was great. It was insight. It was topical. It was appropriate, even delving into Taylor Swift. And also, it's live. So let me give you an example of what happened during one of the live conversations in The Takeout. This is part of what happened yesterday.
But these numbers are so consequential because all our livelihoods, to some degree, depend upon them. And I'm so sorry. Well, that shouldn't have happened.
That's a live phone call right here in the conversation corner. I love it. We are
from
so informal here.
Silenced phone.
Worry not. Worry not. Other places you'd go, they'd frown at you and give you a dirty look. Not me. I love it. It's okay. It's life. Life happens on the show all the time.
Dave, was Major flustered at all?
Not at all.
Not at
0%
all.
0% flustered.
Right. Okay. You handled that with, wait for it, aplomb. Okay? Aplomb. Now, I will say this morning, we didn't ask for this, but Dave received an audio file from your staff.
Disturbing, I'd call it.
And I was aghast when the audio was played. Who was it? Was it J.B. Becker? I'm somewhere in the... Was it... The Ted Danson character, Becker, who was he was very good, but I'm forgetting his name right now. What was his name again? Who had the phone ringing?
Oh, James Bennett, the chief of the Washington, D.C. for The Economist magazine.
Right, I was really close with J.B. Becker.
Nailed
okay.
it.
So, apparently, you and James had a brief interaction after the show. Dave, is that about what you have?
That's what I heard, and as Major should know, he's been in this business for long enough. If you're around a mic, you should always assume the mic is on, right? Even when you think it's off.
Always assume it's on.
Yeah. So this is Major approaching James.
Got physical.
You know, Elizabeth, The Takeout has a locker room. It's kind of like sports where they shower afterwards. This is Major approaching James in the locker room.
If you ever disrespect again, I will end you. I will end you. Got that, Chief?
Wow, that was you. Chief. I will end you. I will effing end you. Got that,
Chief?
Chief. I mean, you went to the Chief card right there.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah, he thinks it's funny. I mean, we haven't seen this anger about him, have we, Dan?
That's great. That's great. As I said, on live streaming television, life happens on the takeout.
Yeah,
that's
no.
why the show is different.
No. That's how absurd I am that I heard it, and I thought you handled it great, and I thought, well, we need to have fun with this tomorrow. So somehow,
exactly.
And I told Dave, so David has been like 45 minutes looking for the appropriate audio. We're behind on every story that's relevant, but we played that 7-second audio because it amused us. Okay. All right. Let's transition to what is a vitally important event on Friday in Alaska. Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, face-to-face on a number of topics, but mainly the war between Russia and Ukraine. The president spoke to the media today and talked about a phone call that he had with President Zelensky, European leaders, and said the call was a very good call. In fact, he rated it a 10 as he's meeting with those folks before he meets with Putin. He says if it goes well, there'll be a second meeting very quickly where Zelensky would be included with himself and Putin. You know this man very well. You've covered him. You understand the implications of this meeting. What are the big issues? What are the areas to watch leading up to it and watching it after when the president addresses it?
Well, very simply, if there is a new Russian offensive leading up to it, that's very bad. That's fronting Trump off in a very direct way and killing more Ukrainians. And Zelensky has warned about this. He says, we see troop movements, preparation for an offensive. Now, that could just be muscle flexing of the Russians to sort of intensify maybe the Ukrainians' desire for peace. I don't think that's going to work, but it's definitely a flex to talk as the kids do. The other thing to watch is if there can be an agreement that has any validity, and I stress the any validity part, to a ceasefire. Because the Ukrainians have agreed to ceasefire terms, the Russians haven't. Now, the Russians might, and President Trump might say they agreed to a ceasefire, and then the Russians could interpret the living up to that ceasefire fundamentally differently than the Ukrainians and the Americans. And there's a history for this. So ceasefire is second, no offensive either right up to or right after the Alaska meeting. Those are the two things to keep an eye on.
Zelensky has continued to say throughout this, we want all of our country.
Of course.
We want all of our land.
Of course.
That we're not accepting any of these trades. The president has been very outspoken about that, including the days leading up this about possible land trades, and
right.
Clearly Putin wants that. From your sourcing within CBS News, with their conversation with the other people close to Zelensky or Zelensky directly, is he just saying that, or is he willing to accept some loss of land to end this war?
Well, nobody at CBS News knows what Zelensky is ultimately willing to accept. We don't have those kind of sources. I don't think anyone does. I don't think the Ukrainian press does. I don't think anyone in the major European capitals who cover the story aggressively hour by hour have any idea of what he will ultimately accept if he has to accept. And I know the way the president thinks. He talks about land swaps, looking to the Ukrainians and say, look, if I get the Russians to swap out something they've already taken by military force, you better grab it because you can't get it and I might get it for you. Will you have to give up things that the Russians already occupy and you can't dislodge them from? Probably. But if I'm giving you something back and you're only exchanging it for things you've already lost, maybe that's not such a bad deal. President Trump thinks in highly transactional and sometimes brilliantly simplistic ways. Not always, but sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to suggest otherwise. He does have a way of simplifying things to their absolute essence and talking about them out loud because he's like, I'm not going to dance around this stuff. We don't know what he is or isn't dancing around or what the contours of this will be. But anyone in Zelensky's position can only say one thing right now, which is you get nothing.
Yeah.
You can say nothing less than that.
Right.
Until you're forced to say something different. Once you understand what the getting back part of it is. And you can break this down very easily. There's Crimea and the Donbass. The Russians have it. They're probably not going to give it up. But
they're not going to.
There is Zaporizhia. There is the Donetsk. Those are things that they partially occupy, that the Ukrainians want, and that they get some of that back, or most of that back. That's not. I'm not saying it's good. But unless you want this war to continue endlessly, this may be something that the Ukrainians may be forced to accept as a compromise. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a internationally legal thing. By no means is it. But sometimes you have to accept what you can't otherwise achieve. And we may be approaching that level of specificity. But then the next layer of this is, and this is really the hardest part, and it's the most stomach-churning part of this. Let's say, for the sake of argument, abstractly, the Russians are in Crimea and the Donbass, mm-hmm. and they stay there, and they get a little bit of Donetsk and Zaporizhia, but the Ukrainians get some of it back. Okay, so they sit there. The Russians sit there. And for some period of time, there are European security forces monitoring this line. They're probably lightly armed. They probably have very specific, highly technical 17 pages worth of engagement orders, what they can and can't do. Meanwhile, the Russians retrofit, reorganize their strength, get better generals, put more stuff there, and they're basically poised to invade whenever they want. And everyone knows that little group of European security enforcers are no match.
Yes.
And then Ukraine lives in constant fear and peril. That's the other part of this story. That's the stomach-churning part of it, which is why Zelensky can say nothing else. Then you get nothing. And even if he's forced to accept something less than that, that creates all manner of traumas going forward.
We'll come right back with Major, and we'll talk about the National Guard in D.C., this story here. What is it like? He knows this area. He lives in this area. He sees it every day. And what might happen next? He's as good a radio guest as you're going to get on the planet. We're so lucky to have him. Major Garrett right now with us on CCO. I am very fortunate to have someone I trust when something bad happens or I'm checking on my costs. Because we all need to have insurance. We just do. Right? For our car, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with the law. We're in trouble if an accident takes place if you don't have insurance. You have a home, you don't have insurance, good luck with the mortgage and good luck with so many other aspects of life. And if something bad happens, you just want to keep paying that on your own? Yeah. These costs are high. It's not enjoyable. And most of the time we're paying and we feel like, why are we paying this much? Well, guess what? You might be able to pay less. You might be able to have a outlet in town where you can get a hold of these folks fast and reliably and professionally, and they are tied with the nationally recognized company, American Family. This is my friend Amber Scholl. You can track her down with American Family all behind her and an office, a fully staffed office, which will get back to you right away. I could throw the number at you, but the website is so much easier. TeamScholl.com. That's Amber's last name, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Even if you reach out to TeamScholl.com and you find out your rates are great, your coverage is great, you'll be further informed, but I bet plenty of you will end up changing and go with Amber. Check her out today, TeamScholl.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Major with us, 24 past one. Okay. How long have you lived in the D.C. area, general area where you live now?
So I lived in Annandale, Virginia in 1990 until 1991. At the beginning of 1991, I moved into the District of Columbia, and I've lived nowhere else since.
Okay. So anecdotally, your first eye view, your view with children who you've raised there, your wife mm-hmm. who you live with now, mm-hmm. how safe is D.C. today compared to when you first moved into the area?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, D.C. when I moved here in 1990 was a hellscape, and that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
There were more than 550 murders in the District of Columbia in 1989. The year before I moved here, yeah. And
that's staggering.
And murders were obviously the most serious crime, but muggings, robberies, rapes, burglaries, crime was rampant in the District of Columbia, and it was in many urban cities. That's why there was a crime bill in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
That's where there was an intensification of policing, 100,000 police officers subsidized by the federal government, tougher federal laws, etc., that filtered down through state legislatures all over the country. New York was suffering many of the same crime ravages, as were many urban cities.
This city at one point ended mm-hmm. up with the nickname Murderopolis, as opposed to yeah. Minneapolis, right?
Exactly. So there were times in Washington, D.C., I'll never forget this, Chad, when I arrived here to take a cab to my first employer in Washington, D.C., the Washington Times, not the Washington Post, out off a road called Bladensburg Road in the eastern part of the city. I got into two separate cabs who kicked me out of the cab and said, "I'm not taking you there. Get out of my cab. It's too dangerous."
Jeez.
I went into a third cab and I had to pay what felt to me like a confiscatory pre-tip just to get the cabbie to take me to my place of employment for an orientation in early 1990. There were no-go zones, throughout the District of Columbia. And most people who lived residentially near the United States Capitol did not feel, quote-unquote, safe if they lived any farther than four blocks from the Capitol. Now that extends 12, 16, 18 blocks. Are there crime problems in the District of Columbia? Yes, there are. There is in every major American city. The two problems in the District of Columbia, less now than they were a year and a half ago, but a year and a half ago, carjackings were very prevalent and very scary. And there have been for like two and a half summers now, a kind of marauding youth mugging problem that does create anxiety, damage, trauma. You might remember a year ago I served for 5 weeks on a D.C. grand jury.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got a very clear-eyed view of this. So I'm not suggesting that there are not crimes committed in the District of Columbia. But it is not the lawless, jungle-like, wanton, violent place the president talked about at the White House 2 days ago. And here's the larger issue, and this is why this matters not just only in the District of Columbia, but matters nationwide. The president said it's a model here.
He's federalizing things because he can. It's a national district. It's not a state. But he's already overridden the wishes of one governor in California.
Mm-hmm. And they're in court about that.
Right, about the National Guard. And he said today, I can extend my authorities in District of Columbia for as long as I want to. And his immigration czar, Tom Holman, told reporters at the White House today, the president's power is absolute and it never ends.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
If this is a dress rehearsal in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, for this kind of policing and this kind of airtight, no one can go anywhere, no one can do anything without police supervision state of affairs, then we're entering a very different kind of place in America where, quote unquote, safety and security come at a very, very high cost of freedom of speech, of movement, of living, maybe even breathing.
So the president is defying data, as he normally does. I was very astute of you when you're talking about the inflation numbers yesterday to point out these, of course, are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So when they work for the president, they are accurate.
Yep.
When they don't work for the president, they're inaccurate. And he cited that regarding D.C. And I fully expect him. I fully expect him to put the National Guard in other major cities across America. And I personally believe what the president should be doing is funneling more money so we have more police and other ways for trained individuals, not the National Guard.
If the president said to the mayor of District of Columbia, I'd like to develop a joint task force with you on carjacking and youth violence,
yes,
the mayor would say, fantastic.
Right.
Let's work it out. Let's be cooperative with each other. Let's not be performative. Let's not have a bunch of National Guard forces walking around doing absolutely, no one even knows what they're doing yet.
They're just on the National Mall, like posing for pictures. That's what I saw repeatedly.
Right. And so there's that intimidation factor. There's that deterrent factor. They're very big on that in the Trump administration.
Yes.
Deterrence.
Yeah. Visual deterrent. They love that.
At what cost?
Yeah.
At what cost?
But here, let me chime in this. But here's where the Democrats really have a dilemma. Like,
yep.
I can give some of these same numbers about,
yep,
where I am right now in downtown Minneapolis. And this didn't happen in downtown Minneapolis, but it's happened around the city of Minneapolis, where over the last 6 weeks or so, hundreds and hundreds of vehicles have had windows smashed.
Right. That's ridiculous.
Right. And I come down here every day. Are there parts of downtown I don't go to as freely as I once did? Yes. Are there many areas of downtown where I go to every single day and feel firmly safe? Yes. But Democrats have to watch, I think, Major, how strongly they push back.
Yeah.
Because it's out there. That safety issue, the mm-hmm. relatable mm-hmm. issues
of course.
When I go to the store and I buy groceries or I buy clothes or that mm-hmm. mortgage, I feel that every day.
Yep.
And if I feel like I can't go somewhere. Now, some people just don't want to go to downtown, and I get it. But if you have the perception,
mm-hmm.
And some data matches up that it's not as safe, and then Democrats are pushing back strongly. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Right.
When, yes, the numbers are down, but no, it's not fine. That's a line they better walk very appropriately.
No question about it. And the conversation around George Floyd and all related matters jumped several rational sharks in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump them. Like, police are all bad. Police are not all bad. Police have to be defunded. No, police don't need to be defunded. What they need to be is either better trained or reinforced so they are not stressed out to the max, and other city services provided as ancillary efforts to assist the police when it's not a straight-up crime thing, but it's a trauma thing or something else. All those conversations can go on, but they got simplified into an anti-police perspective and a sort of generalized trivializing of legitimate public safety concerns. And when you trivialize legitimate public safety concerns, you have earned yourself all the political blowback that comes with it. And I'll tell you, Chad, when I was on that grand jury for 5 weeks, people sat across from me, witnesses to crimes, victims, who bawled their eyes out. It was months since it happened, and they were trembling with accumulated echoing fear in that grand jury room. So the effects of crime are real, and I'm not suggesting they are not. They are very real. And when people feel that their safety is up for grabs, they will gravitate to those who say, I will protect you first and foremost, whatever the cost.
Thank you, as always, for your flexibility. I'll be consuming you later tonight. And enjoy the day.
Thanks so much.
Major Garrett, takeout is a must. We're massively lucky to have him on the show. Get the takeout. Listen on this station, 10 o'clock each night. Get the CBS News app, watch it live, or sign up for the podcast, The Takeout. It'll come right to your phone about 6 o'clock or so.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.